This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani announced Monday that he finally has a clear plan to counter Taliban offensives across the country after his government was heavily criticized for its seeming lack of strategy in the last 3 months. The militants have made unexpectedly swift territorial gains, including taking over several key international border crossings as foreign forces withdraw from the country. In an address to a special joint session of the Afghan parliament, Ghani said Monday that he has a clear plan prepared for reaching stability in 6 months. He said the implementation of the plan has already started. This is the first time President Ghani addressed lawmakers since the announcement that U.S. and NATO forces were withdrawing. Without sharing specifics, Ghani said the military will be responsible for defending strategic targets, while the police will defend cities and strategic district centers. Afghanistan's intelligence agency will coordinate the people's militias known as the Anti-Taliban Uprising Forces. Ghani blamed the recent deterioration in the country's security to a sudden decision by the United States and NATO forces to leave. But he said it was now up to Afghans to manage the fallout. The United States and Britain said Monday that Taliban may have committed war crimes, accusing the insurgents of massacring civilians in a town on the border with Pakistan. They say the Taliban massacred dozens of civilians in revenge killings in Kandahar. The embassies of Washington and London said in separate tweets, "The murders must be investigated, and those Taliban fighters or commanders responsible must be held accountable." From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The European Union said an effort to repatriate a Belarusian athlete from the Tokyo Olympics was further evidence of brutal repression by President Alexander Lukashenko. It said it welcomed Poland's decision to grant her a humanitarian visa. A spokeswoman for the EU foreign policy chief said the attempt to forcibly repatriate Krystyna Szymanowska against her will does not respect any Olympic truce. The 24-year-old track star was supposed to be in the Olympic Stadium Monday to compete in the 200 meters heats, but was instead the subject of intense diplomatic wrangling. She was one of more than 2,000 Belarusian sports figures who signed an open letter calling for new elections and for political prisoners to be freed. A well-known Hong Kong pop singer and pro-democracy proponent was arrested Monday for performing songs at a political rally 3 years ago. Hong Kong's Anti-Corruption Commission said Anthony Wong urged attendees at the rally to vote for a pro-democracy candidate. The candidate who won was also charged for promoting the show and saying Wong would perform. He's been in jail since March on other charges. The Anti-Corruption Commission said that providing refreshments and entertainment at a political rally was, quote, corrupt conduct and a serious offense. Wong was later released on bail and has made no comment. He and the candidate are expected to appear in court on Thursday. Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham announced on Monday that he has tested positive for COVID-19, despite being vaccinated. The longtime senator and more recent ally of former President Donald Trump said he has flu-like symptoms and will be self-quarantining for 10 days. In an announcement on Twitter, Graham said, "I am very glad I was vaccinated because without vaccination, I am certain I would not feel as well as I do now." The South Carolina Republican, who is 66, added, "My symptoms would be far worse." Graham said he began experiencing flu-like symptoms on Saturday and sought medical help on Monday. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said Monday that Metropolitan Transportation Authority and Port Authority employees working in state facilities must be vaccinated or face weekly testing beginning after the Labor Day holiday, September 6th. The policy will cover more than 70,000 workers, most of whom are already vaccinated. Last week, Cuomo announced that public-facing state employees working in high-risk situations, such as those at state hospitals, must get vaccinated against COVID-19 with no option for regular testing. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.